Vision for life, where the love never ends. And we are continually growing in Proverbs 29 and 18, which tells us, where there is no vision, the people perish. For happy is he that keepeth the law. We honor to be with you this morning. We just praise our holy, magnificent Father together as a collective to just say hallelujah for what he's doing. Before I have the opportunity to present our beloved apostle, I just want to share something with you that's been on my heart for the last day or so. You know, we've been going through this, our fasting times, Daniel fast, where we're drawing closer to God and asking him for a touch in our lives and all of our situations. And some of us have been in a place that we're fasting and we're still not seeing results. We're still not seeing the things that we need. And we're beginning to worry and to be in fret and to just ask God, do you see me? Where are you? What's going on? I'm fasting, I'm praying, and I don't see. But I just want to share these words of encouragement about worry. Worry does not empty tomorrow of sorrow, but it robs today of strength. You need not worry. Depend upon God. He is El Rohi, the God who sees. He sees you in your situation. And in your situation, he is moving so that you will be strengthened even more, so you'll be prepared for the abundant blessings that he has already set forth and ordained and created just especially for you. Mama Nita, for you. Lady Bridget, Lady Tina, Suprina, Mama Pat, to my mom, to Demetra, to all those on Elder West, whatever your situation, whatever you're facing, whatever you have experienced or have not seen come to fruition that you've been praying about, God sees you and knows, and you need not worry. You need not be afraid. You need not be in fear. He is moving because all things are working for the good of those that love God. It may not move in the time that you want to see it. It may not move in when you expected it, but know that God is on time and his blessings are continually being poured out for you. So be encouraged, saints of God. Today is a day full of blessings and a day that we owe him all of our praise.
Yes, Jesus.
Once again, an honor to be with you this morning. Just wanted to share that word of encouragement, something that was on my heart. And now, as always, it's my honor to present our beloved, our excited. She needs no introduction because everyone on here knows her personally. Everyone on here has been prayed for, has spoken with her, has spent time with her. She has spent time with all of us. And we just thank God for the woman of God, the shepherd that we have. I present to you all our beloved, excited, strong, and empowered woman of God, Apostle Etta Banks.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you for this day. Thank you. Praise be unto God. Well, good morning, beloveds. Good morning. It is good to see you once again. Praise God. I truly enjoyed the scripture and the prayer that came forth this morning. Hearing Shelly sing, praise God. It was just again another beautiful worship unto the Lord. I thank God. I thank God. I am so sorry that I missed hearing what Danielle was saying. I came in just at the end. So sorry that I missed all that she was saying, but I know she shared her heart with you. And to God be the glory. I thank the Lord for that as well. I know that, I know that, you know, I have mentioned to you before that once we are saved and we belong to the Lord, and nothing can change that. Nothing can change that. And at the service yesterday, the minister at the end of the eulogy, he asked, was there anyone there that needed Jesus? Was there anyone that needed Jesus? And four people raised their hands to say that they needed the Lord. And naturally, our expectation was for him to do the salvation prayer with those four people. You know, you offer, you know, the invitation, and he offered the invitation, and then he closed out and didn't do the prayer. And my children, like, I'm getting text messages from my kids, Ma, he didn't pray. Ma, he's got to pray for them. Da 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 da. First thing, I was so blessed that my children were aware of the fact that this pastor should have prayed for these people. Even if he didn't pray for them right now, should have said, would you four, you know, step over to the side, I'll meet you there, I'll pray for you, something to offer Jesus, because he said, I want to offer you Jesus. And it was really bothering them that it wasn't done. And one of them happened to have been my nephew, the brother of the young man that we funeralized yesterday. And so I told my brother, as we were sitting at the tables where we went for the repast, don't you worry. I don't know who the other ones were, because we were sitting up front. I don't know who the other ones were, but we could see that my nephew did. We're not leaving here today without saying the salvation prayer with my nephew. You know, I'm not going anywhere without saying it. And this is the nephew that has some mental disorders. You know, he's been in and out of the hospital, in and out of trouble. He just has a hard life. And years ago, I said the salvation prayer with him. And he went on a period of time there where he was really seeking the Lord. He was really seeking the Lord. However, his demons rose up again, you know, and he succumbed to them, not knowing that he has the strength to walk in deliverance, not knowing that. And so we knew, again, like I said, that we would pray for this baby. And yesterday, after, you know, we had our dinner and everything, and people are beginning to disperse and so forth, that baby came up to me, because when we were leaving the funeral home, I said to him, sweetheart, we're going to pray with you today. Before we leave here, we're going to pray with you today. Well, he came up to me at the end of the repast and sat down and said, Auntie, are you ready to pray yet? He did not forget. He wanted Jesus. He wanted Jesus. And he did not forget. Nikki, how old is he? How old was Isaiah? 30 what? Three?
Isaiah was 33. I think he's 31. 31.
Okay. So he's 31. And so he came and said, Auntie, are you ready to pray? Well, you know, shucks, yes, I'm ready to pray. So we sat there and we prayed. And he accepted the Lord. Now, he accepted the Lord years ago. You know, however, you know, we did the prayer for him again, so he would be knowing that he is praying it now, that he has the Lord. And after it was over with, he said, Auntie, thank you so much. He said, I love you. And I said, baby, I love you too. And then it reminded me so much of how important it is. Whew, Jesus. It reminded me so much of how important it is for you to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that once you have given your heart to the Lord And once you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, no matter what sin you commit after that point, that God has you covered, God has forgiven you, God can't change his mind about you. You accepted his son, you accepted it in faith, you believed it, and so forth and so on. You made the confession, you repented of your sins, and I had him, you know, speak about repenting and so forth, because that baby, and I call him baby because to me, he's still a baby. That baby has mental disorders, and I can use this to help you understand the importance of you believing this when I say this. That child has mental disorders. He has not been in the place where he can fight the war by himself. He doesn't realize the Holy Spirit will fight for him. And even as the Holy Spirit fights for us, don't we still fall? Don't we still mess up? So when this baby messes up, God just showed me this so clearly. What kind of God would he be when a child like this that has mental disorders mess up, fall short, end up doing drugs, end up stealing, end up doing whatever it is that he may end up doing, and have this baby condemned to hell, and he does not have the mental capacity to hold on to what has been given to him? He doesn't have the mental capacity. What type of God would that be? A God without mercy, a God that doesn't care, a God that is like so many people who don't know him for themselves, that's the type of God he would be. The type of God that, yes, you said you accepted my son, but you didn't live a perfect life from that day forward. So no, heaven is not yours. That is not the God that we serve. That is not the God that we serve. And I was so grateful for it as God reminded me of that. I was so grateful in knowing that my nephew that we buried yesterday, that even though we know he was not in that physical body, it was so good to know that he was with the Father, because he too had accepted the Lord as his Savior. Saints of God, please, whatever you do, remember, knowing that nobody can take your salvation away from you does not excuse you and gives you, you shouldn't have the will for all to just go and sin and do anything you want. However, if you mess up, Daddy is still your Father. Abba is still yours. The mansion that Jesus said that he was going to heaven, that he was building a mansion. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, he would not have told us. Listen, what's ours is ours. Our salvation is locked, sealed, is done. However, allow the Spirit of God that empowers you to keep you in a place where you're repenting, you're convicted of what things you do wrong. Let the power of God swell within you. He's there. He has not left you. He is there. He is there. He is there. And so continue. When the song was saying, Lord, give me you, God has already given himself to us. He's given himself to us. He gave himself to us in his son, Jesus Christ. He gave himself to us. Beloved, in all that you do, know today that it is not too late. It is not too late to be with him. It is not too late to walk with him. It is not too late to walk in a place of saying, God, I want to know you more. I want to see more of you. When I look in the mirror, you said I was made in your image. Lord, let my actions show that I am like my Father. Let my actions show the love of God that you have for us, Lord, that I have it for everybody. Let it show, Lord God. Let it show. Let it show. Let it show. Father, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. So I praise God as he reminded me. He gave me, you know, the picture of what it's like to be able to walk in assurance, to walk in assurance. Beloved, whatever you do, do not let the enemy deceive you. Do not let the enemy deceive you. This morning, bless God, I want to read the scripture, Psalms 139. I want to read that to you this morning. So bear with me as we do this. And Psalms 139, starting at verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. It says, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts afar off. You comprehend my path, my lying down, and you are acquainted with all my ways. With all my ways, you are acquainted. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend unto heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide me from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. You formed me in my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, these days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I could count them, they would be more in number than sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me everlasting. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Saints of God, that was David. David talking to the Lord, David talking to God and telling him, you know, how he knows how much God cares for him. He said, you know, that God has searched him. God, he said, search me. You have searched me and you know me. You know my inner parts. You know my going out and my coming in. You know all there is to know about me. And that's because of the fact that God is omniscient. There's nothing that he does not know. He knows our good, our bad, and our ugly. He knows what we're going to say. He knows what we're going to do. He knows all there is to know about us. He knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. He knew every sin we would ever commit. He knew exactly who we were. He is the one that formed us. He is the one that created us. He is the one that shaped us to be like him. That's what he did. And in knowing that sin would separate us from him, in knowing that that we would fall out of his perfect design, he knew this would happen. He knew it. He knew it before we were born. He knew it. He knows everything about us, yet he still chose us. Yet he still chose us. And knowing everything, there's nothing about us that can escape his attention. He knows from the tiniest little detail in our life to the biggest detail. He said in the Psalms, you know my sitting down and you know my rising up. You understand my thoughts, which are afar off. In other words, before I can even think them, you know what I'm going to think. You understand my path. You are acquainted with all my ways. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can say that you don't already know. There's not a word on my tongue that you didn't know was going to come out of my mouth. Yet you laid your hands on me. Yet, you know, you kept me. You still are holding on to me. And David said that this type of knowledge, knowing that you know all of this, this is more than I could attain. This is more than I can conceive. I don't even know how to think about what it is that you know about me. Yet you know these things. You understand it. Praise be unto God. You understand it. Again, that anything that I'm about to say, anything that I'm about to think is not a surprise to you. You know it all. Your presence is always there. You are omnipresent. You were there with me from the beginning to the end. You were there before I was even born. You were there. You have a hedge that is before me and behind me. You kept your hand upon me. So how could I hide from you? David said in this psalm, if I go into heaven, that you find me there. If I went into hell, you would find me there. Why would you find me there? Because your presence is even in hell. Your presence. God himself is not in hell, but his presence is there. If we flew off into the morning, if we had the wings of the morning to be able to go anywhere to the uttermost parts of the sea, God would still find us. We cannot hide from him. We cannot. There's just not a place where we can hide from him. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing. Wherever we are, he is. Wherever we are, we think that darkness can hide us, that if we go into a dark room, if we go into a dark place mentally, if we go into the secret place to conceal what it is we're doing, we think because our mother doesn't see us and daddy doesn't see us. We think because our husbands and our wives, our children, we think because they don't see us, we are hidden. They won't know our sins. They won't know anything about us. Yet the Bible tells us, David tells us, there's no place I can go to hide from you. Darkness does not even conceal me. When a darkness falls on me, there's still light being shown because you are in me. You are around and about me. I cannot hide from you, Lord God. I cannot hide from you. It's good still to know that you are there. Your mighty power, hallelujah, is with me all the time. Your mighty power takes care of me even in that dark place. It will still take care of me. You again, in my mother's womb, you knew me. In her womb, the word says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully and wonderfully made. My frame, praise be unto God, isn't hidden from you. I don't know, saints of God, how you feel of knowing that somebody knows you so well. You know, every strand of hair on your head, God could name every strand of hair on your head. You hear me? Every cell, every molecule that's in your body, every bone, every organ, everything that is there, God knows us. Our eyes, our nose, everything there is to know about us. He knows us. He is the creator. He knows every detail there is to know about us. He knows the beat of our heart. He knows that every cell in our bloodstream, every dead tissue that has fallen off when we're ashy and skin falls off of us, those are dead tissues. He knows that. He knows our biological makeup. Yet when we were still formed in our mother's womb, again, saints, we were not hidden. We were not hidden. He beautifully, he fearfully and wonderfully made us. He made us. There was no surprise. There's no difficult. It's not difficult for God to know who we are. We are his marvelous work. We are his marvelous work. The other thing, when we look at this passage, to know that God is so concerned about us. He is so concerned about us. God values our life. He values our life. He didn't come and give his son an order for his son to die, go to hell, come back, be risen again, just to ignore who we are. That's why the angels even said, who is man that you are so mindful of? And why do you care about these people that you have created? He is so mindful of us. He is so concerned. Being a sinner, being a weak person in our natural state, how could you care about somebody that would do the things we do, say the things we say, but yet you do? God says, just the way it was that he spoke to Jeremiah in 29:11. And he says, I know the plans I have for you. And those are plans for you to prosper and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. That's the thought that God has for us. He plans for us to prosper. He plans for us to have hope in our salvation. That the grace that he's extended to us, that in this grace and by faith that we walk in it, hallelujah, that God has got us. Praise be unto God. And he's given us a future. He's given us a future. That is the God that we serve. It is awesome and marvelous in knowing that, you know, that every life matters to him. It doesn't whether it's a black life, an Asian life, well, it doesn't matter, praise be unto God, if it's European life. It doesn't matter what nationality you are. It doesn't matter where you come from, where you live, your economical background. The point is that every single one of us, God has a plan for us. God knows who's going to accept him. He knows who's going to walk in his way, who knows who's going to truly come to the place of being his disciple, wanting to become more like the Father, wanting to look like him, sound like him, pray like him, do deliverance like him, heal the way he heals. God knows all of that. He knows all of that. And as I watched the people at this ceremony yesterday, I watched my nephews, I watched my nieces and nephews, all of them, my children's cousins and my cousins and all. And I thank God for the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. I thank God for the prayers of my mother and her sisters and brothers before they passed on. I thank God for salvation and the grace. I thank God that in the midst of all of these things, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the suffering, in the midst of the lack of understanding, I thank God that his word does not and will not return unto him void. I thank God that his word is yea and amen. I thank God because he is exactly who he says he is. Whether we can see it or not, he's still working on us. He refuses to let us go. His hand is about us. The word said in this verses that I read that he wraps himself, he encounters us, he covers us in a circle. He keeps us enclosed with him. I'm telling you what an awesome God we serve. Because he knows everything also, he is the perfect judge. Whether we have done what is good or evil, he is the one that will bring it before us on the day of judgment. He is the one, hallelujah, that has the last say so. He is not an unjust God. He will not forget the things that have been done that shows his love for us. When we do things, praise be unto God, when we do things that we should not have done, the word tells us that we reap what we sow, that we reap what we sow. Know that we will. Know that as long as we are living, the law of reciprocity has to come to pass. What we sow, we reap. What we sow, we reap. We reap good, we receive good. We reap evil, we receive evil. But isn't it a blessing to know that your Father, hallelujah, that your Father is the one that has all things in control, that your Father is the one, hallelujah, that is walking with us. He's talking to us. He's given us every chance to get it right. Those that have not yet accepted him, he gives us the opportunity to do so. He knows, praise be unto God, our weaknesses. And thank God that when we are weak in this, he becomes strong for us. He becomes strong for us. Saints of God, saints of God, saints of God, saints of God, I'm telling you, he is a wonderful, wonderful God. He is wonderful. And he's searching us every day. He's looking at us. He's examining us so that we can examine ourselves. He wants to show us our hearts. Praise be unto God. And showing us our hearts, showing us what we need to do, because he loves us so much. He doesn't want us walking around hopeless. Doesn't want us walking around hopeless. God is awesome. He's marvelous in all that he does. So search me, God. Know my heart. Try me. Know all of my anxiety. Know the things that trouble me. Know the things that puzzle me. Know those things. Praise be unto God. God is the one who says, I know my plans for you. I know my plans for you. We ought to have a hope in him. We ought to have a future in him. We ought to prosper in him. Saints of God, y'all know this family is dealing with plenty of death during this season. And you know, hear me when I say this. We haven't dealt with death this close to us since forever, not this close. And now we're dealing with death that's close. It's right up in our face. And it seems like it's one thing after another. But I'd rather do the one thing after another and get it done and over with than have to have this spaced out, believe it or not, over the years. I'd rather go ahead, Lord, and get it done. And that's just for me. I'm not saying that's the way it should be for everybody. I'm just saying for me. God is awesome. He will hold us. He will strengthen us. Yes, we grieve, but yet again, in our grief, this is still the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am thankful once again for New Vision. I'm thankful for all that you say and you do when it comes to the prayers and the strengthening of the family, strengthening for one another as a body. I thank God for us. I thank God for us. I thank God for each and every one of you. I want you to know that your Father, Abba, your Father is searching each and every one of us, and nobody can take us out of his hand. Nobody can take us out of it. We are his. So Lord, give us you. Give us you, Lord. Everything else can wait. Let us come to that place where nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. We want to be with you and want to be like you. I thank you for restoring your original plan for us. I thank you, Lord God. And that you did not consider my weakness as a reason to count us out, to count me out. You did not let my weakness cause you to say, nope, she's not going to make it. Sorry, I know I called you an apostle, but I changed my mind. Sorry, I know I called you elder and minister, but I changed my mind. Sorry, I called you to be the president of the United States, but I changed my mind. Thank you that his words will not return unto him void, and he isn't changing his mind about us. To God be the glory. Give God praise. We thank him, hallelujah, that as he searches us, is not to condemn us, praise be unto God, but to bring us to a place where we will see we have all the reason in the world to worship him and to praise him. We got all the reason in the world to do so when we realize who we are and our frailty. So God, I thank you, I bless you, I honor you, and I give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, saints. God
bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Saints of God, I pray that each one of you, that you have a prayer partner, you know, even here on this line, that there's somebody in the church that you can connect to, that you can pray with. I pray that you are doing discipleship stuff in your homes, you know, with your families. I pray that, you know, that change is coming about. Praise be unto God. I pray, hallelujah, that you will say, time is nigh. Time is now. You know, there was a time when parents did not bury their children. The children buried the parents. You know, that was the way it was supposed to be. The older ones supposed to pass on, you know, and then the next rank comes up, you know, and it goes on like that. But I'm telling you, more and more and more, we are burying our children. We are burying our children. They're dying younger and younger and younger. Saints of God, take care of your family now. Love your family now. Praise be unto God. Pray with them now. Praise be unto God. As while they are little, I tell y'all all the time, it just does something to me when I see little children praying, little children worshiping God, little children acknowledging God. It just does something to me. When I said earlier today, I was loving how my daughter was so concerned about the people that didn't get prayer. And I was talking to my brother Elijah, and I said, and to Denise, I said, oh my God, I just love it to see the kids being so concerned about, you know, the other kids. And then I realized my kid is 51, 52. I don't even know now, which, you know, like, it, like she never grew up in my head. You know, she's 50 years old. She's a grandmother. And I just love seeing the kids care about the other youth, you know. And here she's old enough to be the parent of the child that she was concerned about. But, you know, to God be the glory. It's good when you see the seeds that you have sown bearing fruit. The tree is known by its fruit, and it's good to see good fruit coming out of the seeds that have been sown. To those of you that are listening online, for you, beloved, but for you, God is there. God is with you. You can ask Jesus to come into your heart today, right where you are. You can ask him to be the Lord of your life. You can surrender unto him. You can become committed to him here and now, this day, this hour. Praise be unto God. You can walk in blessed assurance that you are his and he is yours, that your eternity, your home for eternity can be sealed today. It can be sealed today. You can always go to our website and request prayer. You know, if you need prayer, you can do that. Whatever the case may be, saints, we are praying with you. We are praying for you. We want you to know that nothing is said here on this Zoom, it's for these people on Zoom. It's for you wherever you are, because God is omnipresent, he's omnipotent, and he's omniscient. He's all-knowing, all-powerful, and what? All-knowing, powerful, and present. He is that, so he's everywhere. So the word is for you as well. Y'all be blessed. Let God walk with you for the rest of this day and the time to come. And at that point, I'm turning things over into the hands of Danielle. God bless you, beloved. God bless you.